Of those who signed the Declaration of Independence, this man was the only one to sign more than just his name. He had plenty of reasons not to sign the document, yet his support for the cause was one the new country would remember to the very day he passed. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news and weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Roman Catholics, the Carroll family was not allowed to worship in public, vote, or hold public office in the colony of Maryland from 1718 to 1774. But Hank Schaub says that didn't stop Charles Carroll of Carrollton from championing the cause of the colonies for their independence.
He was a patriot, there's no question about it. He believed that this country had to become independent. Although, as a businessman, he was a very, very astute. He bought stock in the shares in the Bank of England, even before the Revolutionary War, as a safeguard, I think, as part of some of his fortune.
Carroll was one of the wealthiest landowners in the colonies. He had much to lose from signing the document.
So it's interesting when you look at all the signers of the independence. Their name is there, just their name is there, and his name is there, Charles Carroll of Carrollton. And one of the patriots there said when he signed his name, he indicated, there goes his fortune, because they all knew that if this failed, they would be traitors, probably be imprisoned or hung and lost all their lands.
Carroll was the only Catholic signer of the Declaration. He was also the last of the patriots to pass.
He died at the age of 95. He was the last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence. What is interesting, he was so well known throughout the country. The South Carolina Convention wore mourning for 3 weeks, Congress for 3 months, an honor previously accorded only to Washington.
The offices of the United States of America, the offices of the United States of America, were closed for a day in honor of Carroll. His home is open to visitors yet today. Traveling the countryside in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.